Thank you very much. Dominic, if we can come back to you, we've had a new mathematical idea, a prediction of how many Earth-like planets there should be around other stars.
That's right. Now, we've often talked on this podcast about extrasolar planets. These are planets orbiting about other stars. And to give an idea of how this field has grown in the last few years, the first exoplanet was actually discovered in 1992. But as of this week, there have been over 490 discoveries, and we can probably expect the 500th discovery to come sometime in the next month. But all of these planets which have been discovered have been more massive than the Earth, and most of them have been rather more like Jupiter than like the Earth, and certainly not habitable planets where we might hope to see life. And the reason for that is simply that these planets are easier to detect. They're more massive, and these planets are normally detected by the gravitational influence that they exert on their parent stars. And if a planet is more massive, that's a bigger effect, which is easier to observe.
This is where we see the star itself wobble, because it and its associated planet are both orbiting around a centre of mass.
That's right. So there's been a lot of anticipation of when the first truly Earth-like planet might be seen from the tiny wobble it would exert on its parent stars. And we probably don't have very long to wait, because we've talked on this podcast about the Kepler spacecraft, which is staring at over 150,000 stars. And in the next few years, that will probably announce the discovery of Earth-like planets. But this month, an interesting study was published in the journal Science, which had studied 166 stars, around which 33 planets were found. Some of these were already known, some of these were new discoveries. And in this study, the masses of these planets were calculated, and it was found among these planets that low-mass planets were more common than higher-mass planets. And some of these planets were only three or four times the mass of the Earth. And at these low masses, you're seeing more planets than at 10 or 20 times the mass of the Earth. So on those grounds, the authors of this paper predict that in a few years' time, Kepler will be announcing the discovery of somewhere between 120 and 260 Earth-like planets. So that's quite a fascinating prospect for the future. And that's a paper by Andrew Howard of the University of California, Berkeley, and that was published in Science on October 29th.
So why is it important? Why should we care about finding Earth-sized planets? Because surely we're interested in all of the other planets that are out there.
Well, of course, these planets may turn out to have biospheres, and once we start being able to get spectra of these planets, we can see what kind of atmospheres they have and whether they have any trace or molecules that suggest there might be potentially life living on those planets.